Well, all week we've been talking about the Nobel Prizes as they've been announced, and for the first few days, when the prizes were for science, there were a lot of Americans among the winners. 3 in medicine, 3 in physics, and 1 in chemistry. Joining us now is Kei Koizumi, who's a visiting scholar in science policy at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Kei Koizumi, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And what does it say to you that so many of the Nobel winners this year, as in years past, are American?
It's a great week for American science. I mean, the reason that we have so many Americans as Nobel Prize winners, again, is because over the past 5-6 decades, America's invested in them, invested in their science, and invested in the research that's needed to make the breakthroughs that they're being honored for this week. So it's an important legacy of how America has supported science over the years. But it's also a little bit of a warning sign in that if we're going to win future Nobel Prizes, we need to be making investments today in fundamental science that is going to lead to the discoveries that will change our world for the next few years.
Which brings us to Washington, where President Trump's budget is calling for big cuts to science funding.
That's right. So this administration, in its budget proposal that it released in May, has proposed very steep, unprecedentedly steep cuts to science funding in federal agencies like the National Institutes of Health, like the National Science Foundation, and the Department of Energy, and so many others. So the scientific community is very worried, and I think we all should be worried because scientific research takes a long time. Many of these Nobel Prize winners this week are being honored for, you know, discoveries that they started making 40 years ago.
Right.
With the Gravitational Wave Observatory, for example, I mean, it took 40 years of continuous effort supported by the National Science Foundation to get to this discovery that's really revolutionized our understanding of our place in the universe. And it's going to take that kind of continued, sustained support to make the discoveries of the future.
What if a member of Congress who is in favor of these cuts makes the case that private money should be used for this scientific research? Is that reasonable or no?
I think it's not reasonable to expect private companies to invest in long-term, basic blue-sky research. Companies do invest a lot in research and development in the United States. They invest in applied research or development that will bring the discoveries that come out of our labs to the marketplace in the form of new products and services and technologies. But it's in no company's interest to make investments in basic chemistry, basic biology, because the returns are too far away and they're too diffuse for a company to capture. That's why over the past 7 decades, the federal government has invested in basic research and companies have invested down the road in research and development to take advantage of the discoveries that come out of the basic research the federal government supports.
If the cuts are made and then another administration comes in a matter of years and restores the funding, does that fix the problems that come from the cuts, or is it too late at that point?
I think it's too late. I mean, if you just think about asking, well, your child, you have to stop fourth grade. 4 years later, well, maybe you can go back to fourth grade. I mean, that's not realistic. You're going to destroy, you know, your child's education. Same with research projects. I mean, if you take a look at any of these discoveries, it took year after year of continuous sustained funding by research agencies to keep the investigators on track, to keep the graduate students working on a project, to build the instruments that were needed to make those discoveries. If you had interrupted those investments, they would not have happened. So, I mean, it's important for, I think, people to understand that as with education, scientific research takes year after year of continuous sustained effort. Traditionally, the federal government has long supported those year-by-year patient efforts. And that's why we are the scientific powerhouse that we are today. And that's why we're seeing so many Nobel Prize winners who are Americans in the sciences.
So why do you think the Trump administration wants to cut science funding?
I don't pretend to know why. Well, of course, they state that This is a time when the government has to restrain its spending. And I understand where that's coming from. I just think that it's very short-sighted to make these spending cuts that may look good on paper for this year, but they're going to have these tremendous long-term impacts. America's future is going to look less bright if we make these cuts today.
That's Kei Koizumi, who is a visiting scholar in science policy at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.